Abdulrahman, not his real name, is getting ready to fight Burkina Faso's ISIL affiliate in the country's north. He's not a soldier, but a civilian. He's returned to the capital to gather weapons and equipment for the hundreds of volunteer fighters he commands. He says Muslims in the north are being butchered. Burkina Faso's security forces are too scared to deal with a threat, leaving it to volunteers to fight and die on the front line.
We are very frustrated with Burkina's army. The armed groups are better equipped than us. They even attack us with rockets, but the army never comes to help us. Meanwhile, the military is busy taking over the capital instead of protecting us along the borders.
Junta leader Paul-Henri Damiba is expanding on a strategy devised by the president he toppled on Monday, and that's equipping civilians to fight armed groups. After 2 weeks of training provided by the army, villagers are supplied with basic weapons and ammunition. That's because Al-Qaeda and ISIL-affiliated groups have shifted their focus from attacks on security forces to villagers. And that's forcing millions to flee their homes, leaving large swaths of land in the hands of armed groups. On the outskirts of the capital, neighborhoods already crushed by poverty are taking those displaced by the fighting. Children have no access to schools or medical facilities. They receive no help from the government or aid agencies.
Both those displaced and those hosting them share this only well. But to access this water, they have to pay almost a dollar for a couple of these jerrycans. There's a sense for many here that the state has abandoned them and hope that perhaps their circumstances will change with this new leadership in charge of the country.
In his first address to the nation, junta leader beat the drum of war, appearing more like a commander-in-chief than a head of state, promising security and a break from the past. He's also called on the support of the international community. But during an emergency meeting of the West African body ECOWAS, heads of state suspended Burkina Faso as a member state. The region is marked by military takeovers and facing growing insecurity in the Sahel. For Saidu Maiga, a member of parliament for the country's Sahel region, peace will come, not with more weapons, but through dialogue.
We know those that are attacking us. Often it's our sons, our family members. There are local people, influenced by outsiders. We have to engage into dialogue, and alleviating poverty is a key factor here.
For Abdulrahman, the people of the Sahel have been forgotten, left to fight in the shadow of a war they cannot win alone. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Ouagadougou.